Okay. So let's jump back in. So Yevama Niknes Bibia. So Rashi already, you know, did a lot of our work in the Mishnah. He said, you know, Leafuke Shtar and Kesef. And it really should say, as the Rambam noted, Hayavam Kona, but symmetry has its place in life. Hayavam Niknes Bibia. So Emmanuel. Bibia Minala. Okay, so Yevama Yevo Aleha Lekachal Elisha, hard to argue. Seems pretty clear. Yevama Yevo Aleha. Sound like there's a lot left to the imagination that this is how the Kinyan Yibum is effectuated. And guess what? It works. Lekachal Elisha. So Ve'ema. And that's a little bit of a strange line in the Gemara. Right? I would not, I don't know about you guys, I would not have understood the pasuk that way. Yevama yavo alaha ulekachalo liisha. I would assume that lekachalo liisha, right, David, it's the result. Not that, oh, the Torah means to say that you could do any kind of kenyan that you want. So, did anybody think this was like an obvious question in the Gemara, or people are more with me here? So Ezra, you thought it was strange. Like, well, why would you think that the pasuk was suggesting that? So ve'ema l'chula milsa ki'isha. So I think, anybody want to make a suggestion as to what the Gemara is after? Why would you even ask this question? It's pretty clear, yevama yavo aleha, that's how it's done. Ulekacha lo li'isha. What was sort of the point of departure for the Gemara? Why would the Gemara have contemplated? Shimon?
Does it use the word Isha in the pasuk? So it's trying to show that she's fully like Isha, like
she was. Yeah, but again, sounds like it's the result. I mean, to be fair, Yevama Yevo Alaha Ulekacha Lo LeIsha, that will be the process through which it becomes his Isha. It's talking about the result, not the process.
Maybe the real question of the Gemara is whether it's like a regular or separate marriage.
Excellent, right. So the Gemara had this idea, right, that if the result is that this is a normal marriage, so then how could it be that Aisha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim isn't somehow true here also? Okay, I think that's exactly right. And Hanan, just to strengthen the point, what remez to that idea is there in the pasuk? If it was just the way that I was saying it, that it was a pure result, Yevama Yevo Aleha, so what should it then say, Yaakov? Exactly. So that's the word that bothered the Gemara, clearly. Right? So Yevama Yevo Aleha, right? V'haysa le'isha, something like that. Right? But, ulekacha, right? So ki kachi shisha, right? So that was clearly, Hanan, your point is what motivated the Gemara. But if you had to hang it on something in the pasuk, says, okay, maybe the normal derech is yevama yevo aleha, but after all, ki yikach ish isha, so we know there are other paths as well. Ve'em l'chula milsa ki isha, so lo saka daitach. Okay, go back to you, Emmanuel, to Tanya. Bia gomeres ba, ve'en kesef ushtar. Gomrimba. So the Gemara is really drawing an absolutely fundamental distinction and saying, well, Yibum, it's not just that there's more limited number of drachim, in other words, one as opposed to three, but what's the Gemara really answering? You know why Kesef and Shtar don't work, Eitan? Yeah, because it's a completely different institution. This isn't a Kenyan Kiddushin, it's a Kenyan Yibum. That's exactly right. So Yachu Kesev Ushtar Gomimba Kederach Shah Bia Gomerisba Tamalomar Yivama Bia Gomerisba Vein Kesev Ushtar Gomimba. Yibum is not Kiddushin, right? So Ve'ema Mai Ve'yibma Yivama Yavo Aleha, right? Ve'yibma, so that word itself. Okay, go ahead. Right, so that's the halacha that we learn, right? That it actually can be done bal karcha. So my v'yibmash masmina tarte. So we derive two halachos. Number one, that it's bia and bia alone. And number two, that it's bal karcha. So again, anytime we have a situation of shma mina tarte, we know that it's not just, you know, you can find a place for both halachos, but shimshi, what's the methodology? Shma mina tarte is highly suggestive that in other words, these two dinim are related to each other. It's the fact that you can only do bia and not shtar and kesef, right, is directly responsible for the fact that it also happens to be bal karcha. And what's the tzad hashavah shabahen? Well, it's obvious. It's what Eitan Issel just said. It's a gemar, it's not a tchila. You know why you need das? Because ana isha miskadesha, salamidaita. If we were trying to do kiddushin, you would need her das. But since we're trying to do yibum, yibum is only effectuated through bia, and guess what? You don't need her das, bal karcha. Shema mina atarte. It's not two random halachos. Right? One is the explanation for the other. Okay. Emmanuel, why don't you fill in the Rashis? Yavo alau l'kachalo. Kilomar. The simple reading is biyasa hein likucheha. Dilma ki'isha. Okay, so v'yibma b'yamashma shina la kasev la'akev only b'yas ha'chigar sinai mi'bayalei v'yibma b'al karach la'chidar shina la'yivamos imkein. That it's only bia, not shtar and kesef. Neima v'yavam, mai v'yibma. L'meilef nami balkarcha. V'chtani li behedji v'yavamos. Perek abal yivimto. N'dalad amin alef. V'ein kesef v'shtar gomim ba. V'yibma. Ah, okay, good. So, what the Gemara has established so far is undoubtedly very significant. And we could summarize it in one word. Yibum. There's a kinyan in its own right, and that kinyan is effectuated. What's that? Okay, just KD, you want to just let Mr. Rosenbaum know?
Yeah.
I don't think it's dangerous to continue our learning. Okay. Yeah, just put a bin there. When you guys signaled to the roof, I thought Hillel HaZaken was on the roof, so wanted to let him in. Okay. I thought maybe there was a pikuach nefesh.
Finally enough water built up to get past him.
What's that?
Finally enough water built up to get past him.
Right, yeah. Yeah, yesterday, when I walked in, I said, this doesn't look normal. You're like, no, it's a security camera.
Because they were putting up security cameras in the rest of
the room. Okay, okay. I was like, actually, it just looks like the roof is falling apart. Okay, I'm no expert, but... okay. In any event, so in one word, right, we have this idea called the kinyan yibum, or two words, and that means that it's not kiddushin, which means that bia velo kesef ushtar, and also means bal karcha, because inishus mitkadeshus el ladaita. Here, right, the problem is that you're not trying to do that, so that standard of ladaita no longer applies. Okay, so that itself is very important. So here we go with what I think is, like I said, in the Hakdama, endlessly fascinating. The institution of Chalitza. Death couldn't do the job. Adavar HaKores, the Shtar Gerishin, that can't do the job. Only Chalitza, this targeted halachic institution that unwinds, quite literally, Zikas Hayavam. B'Chalitza. Seminalan. Muchas gracias, mi hermano. Estoy oviendo aquí. So Trey be Yisrael Ksivi. Okay. So the Gemara starts out by noting, how do we know that Chalitza works? So the Gemara has, I think, a very unusual limud. V'nikra shemo b'Yisrael, beis chalutz hanal. Kevan shechalutz banal. Once this process is done, hutra l'chol Yisrael. So Ezra, did you find that obvious or is it surprising? V'nikra shemo b'Yisrael, beis chalutz hanal. This fellow is persona non grata. He's persona stigmata. Was it obvious at that point that, you know,
without prior knowledge, then I guess no.
Right. Why would you, why would anybody think v'nikra shemo b'Yisrael beis chalutz hanal means that there's a heter l'shuk? It could just as easily mean this guy is, his name is Mud, and, you know, she's stuck, you know, bezika lo'ol mayad. And did anybody read that pasuk and think, oh, I guess she's free now? See, that needs to be understood. Svi?
Well, then, if that would be the assumption, then what would Chalitza be doing?
Maybe releasing him of his obligation to be miyabim her.
That seems kind of like, I don't know, that would be the first assumption?
I would say, you know, he should do yibum. If he's not going to do Yibum, he has to go through this, you know, very degrading process where she spits at him and everybody starts chanting that this guy's a loser. And, you know, maybe the reason that he's such a bum is because she's stuck. That's what I would have thought. Right, if she's just going to be able to remarry anybody, then maybe he's not such a bad guy after all. He says, you know, why do you have to spit at me? I'm just giving her options.
It's not that's not why he's so bad. The reason he's bad is because he's like not continuing his brother's legacy.
Like, and he says, but my brother would have wanted nothing more than for me to release her to the world, you know? Give her choices.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to think of anything in the Torah where we have a ceremony that requires this kind of public humiliation. Maybe sota, but even sota, right? I mean, it's really death. This is basically sentenced to public shaming. So I would not necessarily have concluded that now she's free. I would think that this guy has just done something horrible. I mean, the Ramban does think he did something. Now, the Ramban ends up saying that, you know, this is an achzarius. It's an unimaginable act of cruelty, betrayal. But I think the limud itself is not obvious. So, v'nikra shemo b'Yisrael beis chalutz hanal, kevan shechalutz banal, hutra l'chol Yisrael. So the Gemara then retorts, okay, man, you're reading. So, hi Yisrael, achidu asal yibayelei, chitani rishmo bar yuda, b'Yisrael, v'bezdin shal Yisrael, v'lo bezdin, either shalov de kochavim. There's a, you know, a gloss here of the Bach who says Bezdin shel Gerim. This is very important because, you know, when can Gerim serve on a Bezdin? When can they not serve on a Bezdin? Right, Dine Defashos, Dine Mamanos. Can they, you know, serve on a Bezdin shel Giur? So this is one of the major Gemaras, right, that we, according to many, extract from Chalitza to the world of Giur, that Gerim can't serve on a Bezdin of Giur. It's a very interesting idea. It's a problem of Svara. All right, so that's what Yisrael is. So Gemara acknowledges that and says, yeah, but there are two Yisraels. One, to teach me that I need a Bezdin Shal Yisrael, not Shal Gerim. And the other Yisrael is to teach me that the Chalos in the woman means that she's Mutares L'shuk. So now the Gemara responds. V'akasimi b'aylech chedetanya. So it's kind of a fascinating thing, right, that Rabbi Tarfon taught all of his Talmidim the halacha that what should they do when this guy, you know, fails to do Yibum? What should they say? Chalutzanal, chalutzanal, right? Literally, public shaming. And that's apparently a din d'oraisa. Okay, it's just not learned out. Be Yisrael, it's learned out from V'nikra Shemo Be Yisrael. The Nikra Shemo, that you actually have to, you know, it's not just that his name is Mud in the, you know, general sense, but you actually have to call him Mud. Chalutanal, chalutanal. This is pretty bad. So in the end of the day, right, the way that we know that she's muteres linase le'acher is from these words. V'nikra shemo b'Yisrael beis chalutz hanal. And I'm fascinated by that. It's hard for me to see that a priori. Okay, so let's take a look at Rashi. B'Yisrael beis chalutz. So, Hachi Mashem B'Yisrael, Ru'uya, Misha Chaltza, that Chaltza, that's a Matir. So, Trei B'Yisrael. Okay, very good. So, Rashi doesn't explain. Okay, so, anybody have a suggestion? V'nikra Shemo, B'Yisrael, Beis Chalutzanal, Rabbi Tarfon says, "Vinikra Shmo, chant it, shout it." She spits at him. You shouted him, and now she's mutaras the whole Yisrael. What might the underlying svara be? And then we're going to get to the most impactful section of the Gemara itself, which is what I call the targeted strike of Chalitza. Sariel,
maybe that we really want to influence Yibam over Chalitza.
I agree, right? It's a big deterrent, right? Saying if you want to go forward with chalitza, you got to do it publicly, right? You know, hashara in front of, you know, this proper bezdin, and we're going to spit at you. Okay, the Torah says befanav. Maybe it's not actually befanav, but basically we want to spit in your face, and everybody's going to be hissing and chanting at you. It's going to be like telling somebody to get vaccinated in Alabama. It's horrible. Why would you subject somebody to that? So the whole idea, right, is enough to deter, I think, most people. But where do you see the heter lashuk? Where does that come from? Field Marshal?
The whole point is that he's killing the legacy of his brother.
Right.
That's a big deal. And it's sort of like continuing the marriage. So we're not going to let her go if he's going to do Yavama. But if he wants to do Chalitza, then she still should get married.
Okay. So that, I think, is the idea. In other words, you said it very well. Let me just put a little bit of a finer point on it. And if I'm deviating from what you meant, then stop me. The whole point is that this guy is so stigmatized, right, literally more than anybody I could think of in the Torah, for what he did, because here's this woman who's, you know, didn't have a chance to have children, and, you know, this guy's behaving like Onan, you know, a very ignominious figure from Sefer Bereishis, you know, Harab Enei Hashem. He's unwilling to be Mikayim Zera La'achiv, and so part of the process now is, well, nobody can just, you know, create a status of achva vis-a-vis the dead brother. But on some level, right, achenu kol beis Yisrael. So what happens is that this activates sort of the broader family to come in and say, we're not going to just ignore her plight. You know, we want somebody to take her in. And if he didn't do it, so v'nikra shemo b'Yisrael, this is such a shanda, what this guy is doing. So now it's you know, somewhat analogous that you know, the father doesn't do bris milah, so Besdin gets involved, right? If Besdin drops the ball, a person has to do bris milah themselves. So the a person's father doesn't teach them Torah, so the community has an obligation, right? Takanas Yeshua ben Gamla. So the point is that by virtue of the fact that this person is so stigmatized for doing something awful, right, that engenders, or maybe the better word is it catalyzes, right, the collective responsibility. Now, it would be much better if he did it, because then it would be directly connected to the brother as well, and he would be Mekayim Zera L'Achiv. He failed. This is not as good. But Mashal L'Mad Avar Doma, we've talked about this many times, that in Mila, if the father doesn't do it, maybe all that's left for us to do is Hasara Sa'orla. At least we're not going to leave an Arel B'Yisrael. So, you know, maybe at this point we can't really be Mekayim Zera to the dead brother, but at least we could take care of the woman. We could separate out those two elements of what Yibum is meant to do. And I think that's exactly what's going on. It's the stigmatization of this man that activates or catalyzes our collective responsibility. That's what you had in mind, more or less?
I wasn't going to go as far as to say that it's a bigger community of Achim. I wasn't that far down the route, but it was otherwise, yeah.
Okay. All right, fair enough. So we're traveling on the same road. I might have gotten, you know, I may have gone to the next exit, but okay. Emmanuel? Absolutely. The Sefer HaChinuch is going to have the most to say about the symbolism of chalitza, what the unwrapping is, what the shoe is, what the spitting is. But in defense of Sariel, all he was saying was just that it's clearly not something a normal person would want to undergo. You'd have to be really asocial to say, yeah, no big deal. I'll just show up to the shahr. She'll spit at me. Everybody will chant at me. You know, it's a little bit of chalutz hanal between friends. That was his point. That who's going to want to undergo this process? This is pretty awful. Avi Rosenberg. Oh, for sure. That I take as a given. I don't think that's far-fetched at all. What do we call the one person in Tanakh who's famous for failing at a Yibum-like situation? We actually call that a Geula. What do we call him? Ploni Almoni, right? That because he is refuses to extend the legacy of his brother, so his name is destroyed, right? That's the low-hanging fruit, for sure, right? That, you know, you want to be selfish, so then you become known as the selfish man. So it doesn't do any good for him either. But, you know, he's a little short-sighted. Okay. So now the targeted chalitza strike. Okay, Emmanuel, very well done. Let's kick it over to Yaakov. Go ahead. Uvimisas hayavam. Okay, so, this is interesting, right? Especially after having gone through Daf Dalid and Daf Yud Gimel Mebeis, where it seems like, you know, Misas Habal isn't something that we could be so sure of, but they want to start off in this direction, right? If Misas Habal can solve an Isser Misa, not sure that it does or it doesn't, you know, depending on how you understand, you know, versus it's just a hekesh from Gerushin. But the Gemara wants to assume for a second that, you know, an Isser Chenek is released by Misas Habal, so an Isser Lav, lo kol shekein. So the Gemara says that that's a strange suggestion. Mala Ishis Ish. Not even a get can help this situation. This is like the ultimate pickle. Right, so the Gemara says, well, but here we have something else, you know, which is, you know, sort of an analog of get, right? That's what Tosa says. Hanami yotze bechalitza, kevan de chalitza makom get, lo chashiv la pircha. Okay? All right, so the Gemara goes back to the drawing board. Oh, so that is an amazing line. In a certain sense, we've been building up to this line all week. This is the Gemara trying to rehabilitate the Svara of Hu Asra v'Hu Sharta, right? That to the extent that Misas Habal has any impact on her marriage rights, it's only because he uniquely constricted her marriage rights. Hu Asra v'Hu Sharta. So that's what the Gemara responded before. That's not so obvious. What about the Krovim? What about Arayos? Maybe she's Kuka Vilmedes Lo'olam. All of the things that we talked about at great length. But the Gemara wants to say, even if you would argue that that would be true with respect to Misas Habal, even if you want to so to speak, give that idea its day and say the death of the husband is enough to release her. How does the death of the Yavam help? He didn't create this situation. He showed up 5 minutes ago. That's a really good question. So Rav Ashi has an amazing rejoinder. So Amar Rav Ashi.
Amar Rav Ashi, Hanami Osra Matira.
It's the same thing. Yavam Osra, Yavam Sharila. So this is really a new way of thinking about it. That really the default would have been that the death of the husband releases her. But what kept her locked in? Let me put it in halachic terminology. What generated the zika? The very existence of the brother. Remember all the questions that we asked for the Rishonim? Especially for the Ramban, right? Im kvar is kvar. So what happens in a normal situation? Now they're 75 years old, Baruch Hashem, they have children and grandchildren. Somebody passes away. So Rav Ashi would tell you, Enachanami, Misas Habal really does release her, but it's the presence of the Yavam that generates the Zika. This isn't a Kiddushi Hames driven perspective. Not Lefi Pshuto. It's what makes Yibum endlessly fascinating as an institution. What do you believe is the default? What do you believe is the override? It's like Rav Ashi thinks that the default is she should be released. The override is the Yavam. Right? Yud Gimel Amud Beis, you had the very strong feeling that the default is she's stuck forever. Right? And Zekuka Ve'omedes, Dalet Amud Beis, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So it's a chiddush to say that she should be released to the shuk. Okay, so each line here in the Gemara is really, just like I said, you could spend all day on it, but just in the interest of time, we do have to finish to the two dots here. Okay, now what about the flip side? That seems like Xeras HaKasiv. You're absolutely right. Chalitza is so powerful, it should have worked to terminate a normal marriage. But the Xeras HaKasiv tells you that the only thing that terminates a normal marriage is a Sefer Krisis. And that fits in very well with what we said before, that the only way that we know Misa Sabal does a blessed thing is because it's Hukash Legerishin. Now, this is, to me, the most interesting part. Hey, Yevama Yotze Spaget Mikal Vachomer. You're right. You would have a kal vachomer. But the Torah was shina la'akev. Kacha, meaning this, and only this, the asa le'isha sherlo yivne space achiv. He's not going to get away with just v'chasav la'sefer krisos. He has to undergo this incredibly degrading, stigmatizing process that's called chalitza. Kacha, ye asa le'ish, kacha v'lo shum davar acher. Shina la'vachasav la'akev. Okay, Rashi, and then let's try to get Tosfos in. So again, Shehi Belav, so Lashuk, Lo Seish, so Mesa Chutzal Ishzar, so Mala Ish Yisish, and he tells you the Misa Sabal, Shekena Osra Matira, Sharei, Bailo Osra, Fika Chumatir Misaso, Avo Yamama. You have that line in Rashi? This is a critical line, Lashita, so Avo Yavama. Right, the same Rashi about Kiddushei Hameis. Heyach tehei, Misas Hayavam, Matirasa. So we say Hanamik Shemes Yavam Nimsa Osra Matira Dilav Yavam. This is Ravashi. Michimaya Sabal Ishtariala. Once the Baal died, that's exactly Ravashi's point. She would have been free. So Kacha Yasa Sherla Yivnes Besachiv, etc. Okay. So let's put Tosfos onto the record here. Well, very important perspectives in Tosfos. Starting with Teishas Ish Yotza Bechalitza. Once we know the power of Chalitza, that Chalitza works where death doesn't work, death of the Baal. Chalitza works where even the Davar HaKores itself, the Shtar Gerushin, doesn't work. So once we know that Chalitza is like the most powerful institution in the world, why can't we use it for Stam Eishas Ish? Right, so using the same fact pattern in the Gemara, but to break up this Kal Vachomer. Right, maybe Chalitza only works for an Isser Lav, not for an Isser Misa. For that, you need the Davar HaKores itself, with the capital Dalet and the capital Chaf. The Davar HaKores. Okay? So Yoish Lomar, Kevin de Matsino. Interesting. So once you know that Chalitza can overcome this Isser Lav, Los Yeishas Hameitza Chutzal Yish Zar, so, you know, our assumption should be nothing is going to stand in the way of Chalitza. Interesting. V'achin Amri Amrina Miyavamos V'chim Yachar Shittati Mali Yisr Lav Mali Yisr Kares V'avagav Damin Amin Alel Kav V'chom Rashi Yishi B'misa Lo Dami. Meaning if it can release the Yisr Lav, what's going to get in its way? It should even release the Yisr Misa. So a fascinating idea. So Tosfos is saying the Gemara is so impressed with Chalitza as an institution that once we know it can work, that our assumption should be nothing can stand in its way. And indeed, the Gemara really acknowledges that point. What in the end is what tells us that I can't use, you know, Chalitza for an Eishes Ish? Gzeiras HaKasuv. Sefer Krisus, right? That this is the Davar HaKores as opposed to anything else. Amazing. Sefer Korta ve'ein Dvar Acher Korta. All right. Utei Yivam Yotzei Spaget Mikal V'chomer. Ooh, Amalo. Wait a second, we're forgetting all about our first principles. Maybe the reason that Shtar works on the back end is that Shtar works on the front end, and we just proved that when it comes to Yibum, Shtar doesn't work on the front end. Yivama, yavo alaha, ulukacha lo lisha, only bia. That's a really good question. Maybe the tkifut, the strength of the Sefer Krisus, comes from the fact that, you know, it's unwinding what it started, or what it could have started. Shtar machnes. So, Omer Haram. Ulukacha lo lisha. Okay, so that point that we keyed on in the very beginning of the Shakla Vitaria, Yivamaya Vo'alaha Ulakacha Lo Leisha, is that once she's an Isha, that Chalos really is like an Eishes Ish. It doesn't mean that the process of creating her as an Eishes Ish is the same, but at least the Chalos is the same. All right, so that Tosfos is very important. It says the chalos is the same, and once she's an Eishes Ish, so Shtar Gerushin should work just the same. Okay? Last point in Tosfos, Amar Kra Kacha Li'ikuva, right? That only Chalitza, not a Shtar Gerushin, even though a Shtar Gerushin, you would think it is the ultimate Davar HaKores, Beino Leveina. Okay? Tosfos, Im Tomar Menolan. One more time. It's that good. Dilma asi lemute misa sayavam shelo tehe muteres b'misa sayavam. Wow! Kacha yeyase leish asher li yivnes beis achim. The Yavam dies, Gornish Telfin. Only Chalitza can release her. Right? Ideas die hard. Once we know that Misas Habal itself is a highly questionable proposition, so why shouldn't we be made from Kacha yeyase leish asher li yivnes beis achim? The only way to break up Zikas HaYavam is, in fact, Chalitza. And I love that idea, because it's exactly parallel to what we saw in Yud Gimel Amud Beis. That how do we know in the end that Misas Habal works? Ah, it's just a hekesh to gerushin. Wow. So Chalitza is the real thing. It's better than Misas HaYavam. Right? Maybe Kacha is Leafuke Misas HaYavam. So Tosfos, you know, scratches his way back, but the Hava Mina rings, you know, resonates really well. V'yeshlomer disvarahu dekacha yasa lamadla yitzios to be de adam dainu get dumi de chalitza. To tell Obeas Yavol Yitzia, Bidei Shemayim, Davi Mimei, look, Gon Misa, Lo Mimayit, that Kacha means it's a human process. So it's to exclude other human processes. So Kacha Yasa means that you do Chalitza in the case of Zikas Yavam, and you don't use Gerishin. Death, that's Bidei Shemayim. So even in the Maskana, Tosos is acknowledging just how different these things really are. Okay, so the first point in Tosos, the first Tosos, clearly, right? Or whatever, the second Tosos. The first Tosos just says, Chalitza is makom get. The second Tosos, the point is, once we know that Chalitza works, we think that it could do anything. Like it's going to run through a wall. Right? And the next Tosos is that there really is a Chalos Eishas Ish. And once she's an Eishas Ish, a Shtar is going to be Motzi, just like a normal case of Eishas Ish, where a Shtar was Machnes, obviously can't be Machnes her. And the last Tosos, the point that I wanted you to take away from that, is this remarkable Havamina. And who says Misas HaYavam should work? And it makes a lot of sense to be dubious of Misas HaYavam because we just came off 2 days of really doubting Misas HaBaal. So if the Baal dies and that doesn't release her, so why should the Yavam's death release her? She should just be Zekuka Velmedes. The Kiddushin didn't go anywhere. Right? Unless you're of Ashi, who says it's the presence of the Yavam itself that created the Isser. This Tosos is coming at it from the other angle. Okay, so that's why that line in Rav Ashi is really so critical. Okay, so Mirza Shem, what we'll do tomorrow is we're going to sort of go back to the foundations, take a look at the Pesukim themselves and the Kisei Tse, take a look at the Rashis, the basic Medrash Chazal, the Ramban, the Sefer HaChinuch, and try to really, you know, get a handle on what this institution, what Chalitza is really all about, why it is so powerful. Eitan, let me give you the last word.
The second post, why do we say that still works for Kedushin if this is before their, this is, well, still Yavam, not her husband.
It doesn't. Right, in the end, only Chalitza can work, not Gerishin. But once she's an Eishas Ish, then Shtar Gerishin can work. In other words, once you do Ibum, then Gerishin would work. Then Gerishin would have to work.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys, let's hold it up there, and we shall pick it up tomorrow.
Thank you.
Nachi, how you doing?
Okay.
Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Aleph, even a Baal Yisurin.